the end from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:26. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with Joy Paith and Clay Tiemann. And I'll just let Joy talk about, or Clay, what we're going to be talking about.
I'll just like to start about, about 2 years ago, I was asked to serve on the board for AgeSmart that covers seven counties in Illinois. And I think one of the responsibilities of the board member is to try to get the word out to the residents of their county to learn more about AgeSmart. So I thought we'd start here with WHCO, and I brought Joy Paith down. She is the CEO of AgeSmart Community Services, and it's located out of O'Fallon. And I'd like to turn the program over to Joy.
All right, Joy.
Well, great. I'm so glad we were able to be here today. We are your local area agency on aging. So we help people remain healthy and well in their community, in their homes. And we also like to help communities help their residents live well and retire in their community rather than having to move someplace else. But we do a lot of things, whether it's just getting people Meals on Wheels or helping caregivers wade through that very challenging task of being a caregiver. Mm-hmm. But I think Clay is interested. He's our board treasurer, and I think there's a lot of things people might not understand about AgeSmart. So we don't provide all the services, but we do provide funding to other nonprofit organizations to provide the services. We are not a unit of government. We're a nonprofit too, but we provide about a little over $300,000 to just Randolph County alone. But we serve Bond, Clinton, Madison, Randolph, Monroe, Washington, St. Clair County. So it's a fairly large region, and we reach about 40,000 people every year with the services that we provide.
And this helps things kind of like, as we were talking earlier, like the senior center here in Sparta.
Right, we do. We provide funding to the senior center so they can provide the meals and do the Meals on Wheels, and also for some information and assistance. So if you go down to the senior center, and Kevin Wilson can help you out with your Medicare questions, and he has access to a statewide database that has probably 3,000 local resources in it. So it could be private resources, things that are funded from the state of Illinois or the federal government, or just volunteer resources for transportation or friendly visiting and things such as that. So our organization does a three-year planning cycle. So we look at what are the needs in every community, and of course every community is different. Just like every person's needs are different, every caregiver's situation is very different. Mm-hmm. But we look at those needs and kind of determine what the gaps are. So Clay serves on our governing board, but we also have an advisory council that represents those counties that we serve, and they take a look at all those services and make sure that we're funding the correct services. So we do some core things. We coordinate services because we don't ever want to overlap, and we don't want to fund things that aren't necessary. And we also are advocates for older adults. So if we see things that are happening legislatively, like right now, the Federal Older Americans Act, which funnels a great deal of resources into communities to provide these services, is up for reauthorization with our federal legislature. So things like that we're advocates for. We're not activists, but we do let people know how things are going to impact right. them if there's new legislation about things. So we provide a fund, an area plan on aging, and each year, and we go up for public hearing and we say, hey, what do you think? Of course, so many people come to public hearings. I guess we haven't been controversial enough, so we're doing the right thing. But some of the services that we provide are fall in some categories. So there's supportive services like transportation and information and assistance, benefits assistance. We also can do a benefits checkup. There are a lot of older adults who are really struggling with how do I pay for my prescriptions, how do I pay for my food, and making choices mm-hmm. between things. But we can actually do a benefits checkup for older adults, and it will go through everything that you might be eligible for that's a state or a federal benefit or a local benefit. And, you know, maybe, Clay, you could get your national parks pass when you're 62. So, I mean, it's that detailed. Mm-hmm. So we can do a great deal. Or, you know, Medicare savings plan, or you can save on your premium. So we're saving people thousands of dollars that can help them in other ways.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what. We've got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we'll come back and talk some more with Joy Paith and Clay Seaman here on The People Speak right after this. 9:37, welcome back. This is The People Speak. Again, we're talking with Joy and Clay today on the Age Smart program, and you're talking about benefits earlier.
Right. Now, if you're from Sparta, you can go down to the Senior Center, and Kevin can help you with your benefits. He is also a senior health insurance counselor, but within the seven counties that we serve, we have many, many senior health insurance counselors. These folks are trained, and they're unbiased. The service is free, and it's confidential. They can help with Medicare, Medicare supplement insurance, Advantage plans. I know a lot of people have Advantage plans and might have thought that it was the best thing for them, and then find out later that it's not covering the doctors that they used to use, prescription drug coverage. And I think what's important about the Senior Health Insurance Program is that in October 15th is open enrollment. And this year during open enrollment, if you were doing it by yourself and kind of checking your drug plans, the plan finder to look for those drug plans has changed. So we can help with that. Kevin's been trained and updated. And of course, all of our network, the folks at Western Egyptian, also local, have been trained. And you can also call our office at 618-222-2561. There's also something that is happening quite a bit. There's a social security scam that is pretty prevalent these days, and they're saying, hey, call this number, your social security card or number has been breached, and it's frozen. Don't call the number. Social security will never, ever call you at home. So that's something to be wary of. Just hang up the phone. Age Smart is also the Medicare Fraud Patrol, which talks about how to protect your Medicare card from fraud, detect fraud, and how to report it. But it's not just Medicare fraud, it's all types of fraud that we work with. So we really want to make sure that people are safe and have good information and aren't giving their information out so people can steal their identity, because it's so prevalent. And in this day where people have so much access to information, we just want people to be safe with that. So open enrollment, October 15th. And I would encourage you, if you really need help with your Medicare, to make an appointment, either call the Senior Center or call Age Smart right now, because we're starting to fill up. All of our senior health insurance counselors are booked. So do it sooner rather than later, and don't wait till October 15th to make your appointment. So it's really important to check those benefits. We find a lot of time people think, well, I've got a great prescription drug plan, why do I have to check it? And then they get to the pharmacy in January when it flips, and that drug plan maybe has taken your most expensive drug off the formulary, and you're trying to figure out how to pay an $800 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really critical that you check that out. And our counselors can help run you through those plans, and you can make a good informed choice that's not connected with any insurance company.
Is October 15th the only day that they can sign up for that?
It's October 15th through December 7th.
Okay.
Kind of like the regular health insurance plans that they've had the past few years, and that there's a time period in there.
Right. And if you're between 60 and 64 and you're in that kind of coverage gap,
mm-hmm.
We can lead you to a navigator who can help you with your general health coverage, because that is sometimes a challenge in itself.
Right. I know from the past looking through policies and that, it's really helpful to have someone guide you through it, because there's a lot of twists and turns in there.
Right. We're all insurance people, right?
Yeah.
it's complicated. Correct. But yeah, if we don't know the answer, most of the time we will be able to find an answer that's going to help people just make their lives easier,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is.
I talked to someone once who actually had got a degree in biophysics, and he said he did that because it was actually easier than getting a degree in health insurance, working in health insurance. I believe it. But anyway, so... you also have a program that works respite for family caregivers.
Right. This is one of the most common calls we get these days is, I'm caring for my parents, mm-hmm. and they have a little bit of dementia. They're living independently at home. Dad can't take care of mom anymore. Everything is very, very complicated. If a caregiver is living with a family member in the same home, we have a program that is a respite program. So maybe they can get out of the house, go to the grocery store, because if you're living with somebody that has a memory impairment, sometimes it's very upsetting to take that person to a busy grocery mm-hmm. store, and it's confusing for that person. So you mm-hmm. can leave them at home. The great thing about our respite program is it's consumer driven. So we don't tell you what organization you have to hire. You can hire anybody you choose. So it's worked out quite well. It's a $100 stipend. There's an initial assessment that's done by the Southwestern Illinois Visiting Nurse Association, and they go out to the home, determine the level of caregiver stress, and then they help them with options on what those caring choices might be. Mm-hmm. So that's only one of the programs we have for caregivers. We offer legal services, information, and assistance. We've started some new programs with some other partner agencies that are Savvy Caregiver. And the great thing about this, I think it's like training you to be your own area agency on aging, and you know everything about caregiving. So they'll talk about, number one, the stress of caregiving, the resources, how to do some specific things and tips and tools of the trade if you've got somebody that you're living with dementia. And then we also have a Stress Busters for Caregiving program that we're just starting to implement in this year, so we're very excited about that. Another thing that I talked earlier about our area plan on aging, we have a focus this year, and it's a statewide focus to really address people who are socially isolated. So you probably know those folks that maybe live on that small house on the farm and don't see people very often. And have neighbors close, mm-hmm. and they're isolated and lonely, and that is really dangerous. It's as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
So it's a health risk. So we're trying to do our best to identify people who are lonely and then do some interventions. We're starting some new programs with telephone reassurance. We've got some dementia care cafes, which is a little bit different. It's a program for people who are caring with someone with dementia, and those people tend to be pretty lonely because the person they're with it doesn't have those communication skills like they did. So this brings caregivers together with other caregivers and the person they're caring for in a nice environment where they can talk to people who have similar issues. They can bring their family member, their loved one that they're caring for with them, and it's a great environment for people to just let go and talk to people without feeling like, oh, I'm embarrassed so-and-so is doing this, or, you know, they're shouting out in this restaurant. It's okay. So it's a safe environment for those folks. So people who are lonely are a real big priority for us. And we're working with our other area agencies in the state of Illinois, which there are 13 of us, on this issue. We did some really interesting things with Greenville University this year, and we are going to take them statewide next year, but we implemented a senior skip day. So seniors at Greenville University were able to take the day off and actually do work for seniors. Maybe it would be just helping them with yard work or delivering meals or socializing in the senior center. But we're going to take this statewide next year with parochial schools and other universities in the entire state. So we're hoping that it becomes a regular event and also a national event.
All right, great. We got another commercial break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk some more with Joy and Clay here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left here this morning talking with Joy Paith and Clay Thiemann on the Age Smart program. And Joy, you were talking about some of the programs that you offer. We talked about the caregivers and about some of the benefits and things like that. What else?
We have some health and wellness programs that are really interesting. They're all well researched and really help people. One is Live Well, Be Well for those people that have chronic diseases and are really struggling with how do I deal with my arthritis or my whatever it might be. That we have that program. We also have Tai Chi, which is really focusing on balance, which is a critical thing for older adults. There are a lot of people who are really concerned about falling. We have A Matter of Balance, which is a great fall prevention program, and it really talks not just about your core strength and your balance, but it talks about how you can help adjust your home so your home doesn't have fall hazards in it, and everybody should get rid of their throw rugs, period.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Correct.
So whether they look good or not, they could be a definitely an hazard for you. Something that I think... So these events are listed on our website, which is hsmart.org, and there's addresses and phone numbers on how if you want to enroll in some of those events. There's also something that is called Aging Mastery, and it talks about everything about aging, and it's really good for somebody who's younger. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, but it helps talk about financial health, having your important documents in order, your health and wellness. So everything that it would help you to age well your way. So that is a critical, critical thing. We also are the regional coordinator for Adult Protective Services, and that's a really, really important program. It's for people who are not just 60 and over, but people who are 18 plus who are disabled and people who are 60 and over. So if you feel like somebody's been abused, whether it's financial, emotional, or it's just simply self-neglect, you can call the helpline. And that number is 1-866-800-1409, 1-886-800-1409, and you can get help right in your neighborhood. So those are just a few of the things that we do. And most of the service that Age Smart provides are for the independent older adult all the way up to the nursing home ombudsman. But what people don't recognize is we have a very strong, one of the largest veteran-directed services program in the country. So if you're registered with the Marion VA, it would be a great opportunity for you to get home care services. They have a very rich benefit. Our options counselors will come to your home and help you set a service plan. And we have veterans who are bedbound, living alone, who are able to do that because of this program. So it's really wonderful if you're registered with either the Marion or the St. Louis VA. It's a great program.
Okay. How many veterans do you have right now?
102.
Okay. All right. And that program's really taken off.
Yeah, it's actually, for us, it's just about as large as the Older American Act services. So, yes.
A lot of these programs are important now because people, society is getting older. And, you know, we're having, you know, in the past, you know, people, if they made it to 60, they were doing good. And now if they make it to 80, they're still probably got another 10 years or more, you know. And it's like, it just seems like it keeps expanding with health. That's a benefit to healthcare on that.
Right. But 10 to 11,000 people a day for the next 17 years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And we are definitely seeing it.
All right. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time today. But Joey, we'll try and see if we can set this up. Maybe have you come in on a regular basis and kind of keep us up to date on what's going on and what's available.
Sure. Love to do that.
And you can drag Clay along too if you want.
Hey, why don't you give him your the number to the office there in O'Fallon?
Right. It's 618-222-2561.
All right. What was that? One more time?
618-222-2561.
2561. All right. Joy, Clay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll hopefully talk to you again soon. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great day.